you haven't lived in Peoria, if you haven't gone to Agatucci's, Julia, we got to get you over there. Agatucci Pizza, one of the iconic places in Peoria. Every opposing coach knows about Aggies and high school coaches, and there's probably a lot of recruiting stories that they could tell that go on inside Agatucci's Pizza. And for years, started by Frank, I believe, and then, who started before that? Hold on. We got Tony and Danny. How many generations now?
We're the fourth.
So who started it ahead of?
Our great-grandfather, Jim, started in 1926.
Wow. Yeah. So, and then Frank, which is Grandpa, right?
Yes. Frank and Nick.
Frank and Nick.
His brother. In late 40s.
And then Jimmy and Jerry. Now you guys. Tony and Danny are here from Agatucci's fourth generation pizza. All right. Back in the 60s and the 70s, your fathers, right, Jimmy and Jerry, actually made and sold frozen pizzas. And then they stopped doing it because of the work and all that. And really, the technology's got much better these days. So what made you decide to go Aggie's Frozen?
You know, a few years ago, we were sitting in the new room, as we call it, the back room over there, with a couple guys, actually from Brewers, mm-hmm. and just throwing out some ideas. And somebody brought up, hey, you ever think about doing those frozen pizzas again? And, you know, we talked about it for a little bit, mm-hmm. nothing serious. A couple years go by and kind of rehashed it again and went from there to where we are right now.
It's very tough because, you know, a lot of people in the restaurant business, and I worked in the restaurant industry for years as an assistant chef and all those different things, and everyone always has stars in their eyes. We got to open up a new place and do this and that. It's very difficult to do, to go out on that limb. And so did you guys have any from a business model standpoint? Did you guys go to business school or you just grew up in the industry? Danny, you went?
I did. I went to U of I, so I have a little bit of business background.
Because that's a step, you know. Agatucci's has done well for years. It's always busy. People always go there. You can just sit back and, you know, make a great living. Your grandfather did. Your dad's did.
Everybody thinks it's so easy.
It's not. Believe me, I worked in a restaurant. It's you spend all of your. In fact, I want to get to that. The work ethic of your father's. But you spend all of your birthdays there. You don't get to see Little League. You don't get to do any of that. Nights and weekends, mm-hmm. and all that. And so, what, are you crazy trying to do this?
We are blessed. Yeah. We have a great, great clientele, generations of customers that have been coming in. Mm-hmm. And for us, it makes it very easy to take over and to carry on the tradition.
And then go on to frozen pizza.
Certainly.
Yeah. Is it going to be looked at the business model, it's going to work for you, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and we're going to get into, now, as far as the tiger sauce, by the way, I've got a great story. I've got several stories about Aggies. Years ago, I was in there, and I wanted to take some tiger sauce home, and your dad, Jerry, goes, nah, you can't do it. I go, why? He goes, it's a sacred. I go, really, Jerry, it's me. He goes, no, it stays here. So he would never allow me to get tiger sauce home, but you guys sell it now, right?
We do. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay. So you can get tiger sauce. So as you get the frozen pizza, if you want the tiger sauce, for now, and you're still working out details, you've got a few places. I think you announced Hy-Vee's and Schnucks are among the places that are going to have it. And that's going to be in about 3 weeks or so as they're working out the final details. Tiger sauce for now is in the store, right?
Yes, yeah, we sell it by the bottle over there. Yep.
Yeah, oh, love that stuff. Love that stuff. Now, how did you get it where, because Aggies is Aggies, you know, the crust and everything. How did you have to work on it for a while to make sure?
A lot of work.
Is that how it's taken over a year?
A lot of sampling, actually.
Yeah. We put on a few pounds testing all the samples and, you know, test
runs. How hard is that to get it just like it came out of the oven at Aggies?
Well, it's been a little tough, but it's been fun, too. Mm-hmm. As Dan said, we've done a lot of sampling, and all the ingredients are exactly the same. Same cheese, same sausage on the specials, the same green peppers and onions.
Same pizza sauce.
Pizza sauce, you know. So it really wasn't too tough that way.
Yeah.
But
I think the hardest part would be, how do you get that crust to come out in your oven just like it does? And that's hard to do.
Pretty close.
Pizza ovens are 600, 700 degrees. Most people don't have that at home.
Exactly.
But you got to get it close, right?
Yeah.
Is that the toughest part?
It was. But yeah. It's actually pretty close, as we said.
Yeah.
Let me throw this in. One thing we threw out there, most frozen pizzas on their cooking instructions have 8 to 12 minutes at 450 degrees.
Yeah.
We turned that up to 475 right on the center rack, and it during the sampling, it Made the crust cook better. It was very crisp when it came out.
Right. So. Did a nice kind of golden brown up top, too.
So. A lot of people like to experiment at home. If people have a pizza stone, do you recommend that? Or
absolutely.
Just, is that even better? Make that so if you get your own pizza stone
absolutely.
At home.
Always better.
On the green egg, you can do it on the green egg with it. Because you can get those green eggs up to 550 or 600. I bet they'll be just perfect for those. The work ethic we talk about, now you're the fourth generation. And Greg and I want to know the statistics about family businesses, because usually by the third generation, the kids are lazy. They take it for granted. A lot of third generation businesses go out. You haven't. You're in the fourth generation. The work ethic, people have to know this, and I've known your fathers for years. I think in, 40, 50 years your dad's worked there, he has missed, 5 days?
Not many days at all.
Yeah, your father's never missed.
That's right.
And I always say this. If you're going to be a successful restaurant and you put your name on it, you have to be there every day it's open.
Absolutely.
You don't take days off, and they never did.
That's exactly the case.
No, and I think people can appreciate that. And, you know, they always know when you come into Aggies that
they're there.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. And we care.
Yeah.
You know, and
every day, there wasn't a day. I've been here 26 years when day that Jerry wasn't behind the bar and Jimmy's back cooking pizza.
Sure.
It was always there.
Certainly.
And that's quality control, but you expect it. It's like, well, are they going to be off tonight? Never. They were always there. And I think when you put your name on a restaurant, you have to be there every minute it's open. And they did that. Now, there's a great tradition started years ago. And I think the only other place that did this was Blarney Castle up in Chillicothe. They used to take off for the Cubs spring training. Those guys went down. You guys are always off, 2 weeks?
Three and a half.
Three and a half weeks.
Yeah.
It's either the celebration or the morning that another Cubs season's coming. But that's a great tradition, right?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Because that's the only time you get off, right? That's vacation time.
Pretty much. Yeah. At the end of July, 1st of August. And that kind of started back with...
because you take it later. Right, yeah.
Yeah, it started around Caterpillar vacation back
right.
probably in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know, with our grandpa. I think business just kind of slowed down a lot when Caterpillar went completely shut down.
Right.
And they're like, what the heck? Let's take some time off.
Well, and you think about it, if with the work ethic that your generation and your father's generation and the generation before, if you're going to be there every day and not miss, I mean, think about the sacrifices. There's no Little League ball games, nothing like that. All the birthdays, all the family holidays.
Friends' weddings.
Tell me about it. I'll be here. Come after the league.
It's not just us. It's also our employees. We have one shift of workers Wednesday through Sunday.
So they never take off either?
No,
they are.
So it gives them the opportunity to get out there with their family.
So even think about that. Even your waiters and waitresses and all that, it's the same people all the time.
Had a couple guys
so they follow in your footsteps and never take off?
That's true.
No, they do not.
That's incredible.
They don't. We've got a couple guys, Mike and Chuck, and another Mike in a pizza room. We've been there for 30-plus years, and without those guys, and everybody there, really, behind the scenes, we wouldn't be there.
I've got if folks ever want to get into the restaurant business, someone approaches you and say, hey, you cook pretty well, why don't you open up a restaurant? My advice is, run! Don't do it. It's very difficult.
Prepare for a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Fourth generation Agatucci's Pizza, now coming frozen. Again, we'll give you, and we'll continue to update you, we're close now to announcing exactly what stores. You've already announced a few, but we'll give those hard details coming up. About the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and you can get on our website too, Twitter or Twitter,
whatever it's called.
Get on there, and we'll have a full list of that too as they
you're
start.
You're as bad
out.
As aren't you?
Oh.
Old fashioned.
Yep.
But if you want that great Agatucci's, the quality, they've taken time to make it authentic, and it's been the big buzz around town. Agatucci's Pizza coming frozen, and we'll announce where you can get those special freezers with Jimmy and Jerry's face on it. It's going to be a collector's item. But Agatucci's, thanks for coming in, guys. And in fact, we're going to try to sample the pizza coming up in just a bit.